Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Ed Norris, Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn. And joining us right now is the Birds. Tomorrow night, getting ready to take on the Tampa Bay Rays. That game will be on Apple TV. Courtesy of the Window Nation guest hotline, he is Alex Faust. What's going on, Alex? I'm sorry.
Guys.
What's going on, Alex?
Hey, there you go. Good to be with you guys.
Thanks a lot, man. Orioles taking on the Tampa Bay Rays. Now, when you see the Baltimore Orioles knowing what they've done the 2.5 years prior to this season, how, and I know you're not an Oriole fan, but how disappointed are you in where this team is right now at 34-46?
I mean, I don't think you need to be an Orioles fan, just being a baseball fan and seeing how exciting this team was the last 2 years and how much fun they were. And to see them where they are right now, I think it's just disappointing as a baseball fan. I think we all know when the Orioles are winning and when Camden is rocking, like, it's better for baseball. And it's just unfortunate that, you know, a confluence of things, right? And I'm sure you guys have talked about it ad nauseum over the last, you know, first couple months of this season, between ineffective pitching and then pitching injuries and then injuries to position players and then poor play on the field and kind of this malaise in the clubhouse. I mean, it all adds up, right? You know, they're in a sticky situation right now, and I'm not talking about the humidity.
Yeah, and last night, well, you know, tend to forgive they faced, you know, two-time Cy Young winner last night and then DeGrom. However, this happened like 3 times in the last 5 games where they're just getting completely, you know, shut down, one-hitted. Who do you look to? Like, when guys, did they all forget to play baseball in 1 year? Like, how to do this? Or is it do you look at the hitting coach? Do you see something up with the team? It makes no sense watching this from you know, this end.
You know, I think we have to go back to last year, right? You know, that second half swoon that they were on, and they never quite were able to stop it. And it carried all the way into the postseason where they were so quickly knocked out. I think the rumblings that, you know, we've kind of heard and covered a little bit in the clubhouse is, all right, this is a really talented team. And I think even with the record that they have this year, there is no doubt that when fully healthy, this is a really talented team. Yeah, they lack a little bit of starting pitching depth, but I think the reality is, who is your alpha? Who is the guy that you can lean on in any clutch moment? And maybe it's Gunnar down the line, or maybe one day it'll be Jackson. But I think that's an open question about, okay, who do you define as the true leader of this team? Maybe it's Adley, and, you know, and obviously he's down right now. And he went through, remember, that, you know, injury situation in the second half and never really found his footing. So I think that's an open question. I do think, you know, the lack of an ace at the top of the rotation, it's another one of those things. Okay, you know, every fifth day, every sixth day, we got a guy who's going to get us a win, right? And it just changes the psychology in a clubhouse. And I, you know, granted, right, I only cover the sport. I never played professionally. But you can kind of just pick up on a vibe in a room of just like, okay, we feel good about X, Y, Z on this day. And when you're not getting that on a consistent basis, it's hard. And, you know, like I said, the Orioles just faced a team in Texas that pitches really well. You know, so losing 2 out of 3 when taken in the broader context of 162 games, yeah, okay, it's one series, but it's magnified by the fact that things were so poor through the first couple months.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
Alex, what do you think of Jackson Holiday? He can't grow a mustache, but he might be an all-star this year. It's pretty special to watch what he's doing right now and how he's figured it out.
Yeah, I mean, we had a feeling, everybody had a feeling, right? There was a reason why they called him up so quickly. You know, being able to spend some time in the weight room this offseason and put in some concerted work with major league coaching, I think, was a huge help for him. I think having a consistent role and you know, having things click early was good for him as well. You know, we've heard from Tony Mancino just about, hey, when he's in the leadoff spot, you know, we're good. And, you know, when he doesn't want to take him out of that leadoff spot. I think it was a quote last week, basically, of, yeah, I took him out for that one game. I'm not going to do that again. that's the type of guy that, again, you know, he's so young. He's 21, right? But if he can, you know, start to build this foundation over the long haul, as we saw with, you know, when Gunnar first came up and when Adley first came up, then you're talking about, you know, a guy who can be a true leader. But it's hard to lean on a 21-year-old. That's why we hear all the time about teams when they acquire veteran guys with either postseason experience or some sort of reputation as being a leader in a clubhouse. That's why they do it, because it's easy to just produce. But, you know, nowadays in a modern clubhouse, you really need to have savvy as a leader. You can't just be a rah-rah guy. You can't just be a guy to crack the whip. Whether a manager or a player, you got to back it up too. And it's hard when you're a younger guy and you don't necessarily have the track record over the long haul to rally guys in an adverse situation.
Here with Alex Faust, Apple TV. Alex, tell us what to expect tomorrow night from the telecast between the Rays and the Orioles.
Yeah, we're excited to be back in Baltimore. You know, what a surprise Tampa Bay has been, right? You know, this is a team you want to talk about pitching, right? You know, they find that magic pixie dust seemingly every single year. This is a fascinating matchup because it's two teams that were at polar opposites of the spectrum in terms of expectations coming into the year. Tampa Bay playing in a temporary stadium situation with a lot of question marks. You know, offensively, I think there were more question marks than pitching. But even so, look at where they are. I mean, with a win and a Yankee loss tomorrow night, you're talking about a team that would be in first place in the division, which is just incredible to think about. And then we're always excited for Cam. It's one of our favorite ballparks to come to. You know, I do think, you know, this is over the long haul, what Orioles have won 18 out of 30. So it's not, you know, lighting the world on fire necessarily, but it's clear that they've turned a corner. I think the narrative for us, and, you know, we hate to come in with a preordained narrative, but, you know, we're looking at this for both teams as this is September now.
Yeah.
For Tampa Bay, because you think about the road that they're going to go on, literally, because of all their front-loaded home dates, all the road games they're going to have to play this summer. Okay, they're out to a great start. They're second place in the division, whatnot. Yeah, well, talk to me in about a month and a half, and we'll see how we're doing after they go through this grind. And then for Baltimore, you know, this is the beauty of the expanded postseason, right? You know, you can be where you are. You can be 12 games under 500. And we've seen it before. It's not like we're trying to make something out of nothing here. We've seen teams climb back from pretty subpar first halves and rally in the second half of the season just to squeak into a wild card spot. I mean, you think about Arizona winning the National League pennant a couple of years ago with, 87 or so wins?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, that's the beauty of the expanded postseason. That's why, you know, I think there's urgency here for both teams here in late June, especially with the All-Star break and next month's trade deadline looming.
Alex Faust, thanks a lot, my friend. Look forward to the telecast tomorrow.
You got it. Thanks, guys.
Right. Thanks, man.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.